Already losing hope. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. First-time unemployment claims, highest in 26 years. Factory orders, down for the fifth straight month. And Obama supporters are freaking out. They say he's not communicating effectively. Because polls show that despite the alarming economic news, support for the stimulus plan has dropped 8 points in the last 2 weeks. 17 days, and they're already losing hope. They're stunned by how easy it's been for talk radio to draw everybody's attention to the $50 million for art. But there's a reason that people don't feel the same urgency as the president does to pass something quickly. The real pain isn't there yet. So far, most losses are on paper. Most people still have jobs, and those who don't are getting unemployment checks. And so far, the people who've lost their homes are mostly the ones who had no business being in such expensive homes to begin with. So, the rugged individualists, who believe that they don't need help and certainly not from the government, can argue that this is just a bailout for artists. They can argue that the market is resilient enough to mend itself and that the jobs will come back naturally. And they could be right. But without a stimulus program, unemployment checks for people who lost their jobs last year will start running out next month, in March. And that's when even the people who did do the responsible thing will have trouble making their payments, unless there's a spontaneous recovery. So I say that any member of the Senate who feels passionately that the bill is a mistake should filibuster it and delay it past March. And then we'll see what the polls say. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.